Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Okay, all right, here we are. Richard, did you rejoin us? Oh, great. Are pharmaceutical companies to blame for the increase prescription drug overdoses? Sure, let's blame them. Partly.
Yeah, I mean, they're in it for the money, right? I mean, that's...
Exactly.
But
what people don't... Yeah, they're in it to save... No, they're in it for the money.
But right. it's more like our president and the drug czar, Botticelli, right? Their souls are good, I think. I think they're good people who want to do a good job for the American people. And over here, you have these heads of pharmaceutical companies, and they feel like quarter over quarter, year over year, their bottom line is like air
Absolutely.
That they need to breathe. So if you have somebody who wants to do a good job for the country versus someone who wants to survive,
I think we should be clear. The drug czar is an awful person. It's an awful office. That should not exist.
Right.
We have a drug policy.
Yes.
And the entire legal infrastructure is set up to treat us as children. It gives pharmaceutical companies more power. It gives the FDA more. It makes it more difficult to come out as an addict or having a substance abuse problem. So the government is implicated here, too. And you know, what we need to do, we've grown up on many issues, I think, in the country, and we're starting to on drugs. But it's the carceral state that gets in the way of all of this type of stuff.
So whether or not...
Portugal legalized all drugs.
Decriminalized all drugs, and
drug abuse rates plummeted, crime associated with drugs fell. Addiction rates fell after they legalized
in jail.
Look, I understand. Look, I'm not an advocate for jail.
Yeah,
I'm an advocate for treatment. But, you know, whether or not the office is something...
I can't sit by and somebody say the drug czar is a good person. That's...
No. Whether or not the office is something that should even exist is not something that I'm an expert on, and I don't pretend to talk about it. But I do think he's a good soul, and I do think...
Well, you're running drug treatment center.
But
you might have an opinion on that.
Well, wait a minute.
It's not exactly from left field for you.
Wait a minute. He's a recovering addict.
Like you.
That's right. So, you know, when you're in it, and these are our people, you've got a vested interest in
this. But this does affect your business.
What part of it?
Having a drug czar. Having our policy the way it is in this country, where we punish people instead of treat them. It's actually probably good for your business.
The drug czar is good for my business?
Well, I'm just saying, if the government took over what you do, which they possibly should, yeah, it might be a better system. I'm not saying they could do it better than you. They should probably hire you.
Right.
But we have a terrible system in this country where we criminalize
people.
Do you eat
a lot of government restaurants, Bill?
What's that?
Do you eat at a lot of government
restaurants? Well, no, if we spent a fraction...
I don't get the analogy there.
What I'm saying is, like, let me tell you this. If the government takes over both providing drugs as well as treating drugs... It's going to suck.
Well, they're not taking...
That's what free markets are for, they're very good at.
The government is providing drugs?
No, I'm saying if you want the government to get involved in...
No, I'm with you on this one. I want decriminalization of drugs.
And socialized medicine.
Well,
profit out of health.
Absolutely.
Why do you say no to that?
And take punishing people and arresting people and prosecuting people and jailing people for drug crimes
socialized
and spend
medicine,
it on treatment.
Socialized medicine does not innovate in medicine.
The reason we're punishing people...
The English National Health System is circa 1955.
The reason we're putting people in jails is because the jails are privatized, and that's...
No, that's
BS.
That's true.
Of course they are.
What
percentage of the American criminal population...
Listen,
are
I just had
jail.
Some guy come to my office that wanted me to invest in a jail.
Don't wait. We are the world's biggest jailer nation.
Absolutely.
Right? And it isn't because of private corporations. 90% of prisoners are in, you know, state-owned prisons. We're locking people up. It isn't the profit motive.
It absolutely is the profit motive. The prison guard union is a very powerful union.
Yeah, I know, and they're against
it lobbies for things like three strikes, you're out. Because to them, prisoners are customers.
Yeah, I agree.
So don't tell me that it's not the profit motive.
What I'm saying is don't say it's private prisons.
Well, it is partly private business. Absolutely. Yeah. Bryan Cranston.
I know him.
What can we expect to learn from your forthcoming memoir? You're writing a memoir.
I wrote a memoir, yeah.
You're
it's
60,
called
like
A Life in Parts. So I have to look back on my life because it's over soon, right?
No.
It was just, you know, it's an, short stories that are autobiographical, and I had a very challenging childhood, and in retrospect, yeah, challenging. Didn't have a father around. There was a lot of alcoholism and drug abuse and abandonment, and you know, you're left to your own devices at a very young age, and you grow up too fast.
But that helps you as an actor.
It does, in a way. It helps
you
as an actor.
You have something to draw on when you have to like be emotional. Like,
yes.
Oh, my dad was mean.
Oh, my God. He's drawing on it now.
Oh, look. I
said he was a great lesbian. Lesbian.
Lesbian. What about Dan Savage, in the years you've been writing a sex advice column, have people's problems changed much?
No. Thanks to abstinence education, I have a non-stop supply of sexually miseducated idiots who are getting themselves in trouble.
And how can Donald Trump win the election after alienating Hispanics, a key demographic, and women? Let's be honest.
He's Hispanics not love him. Didn't you see the taco bowl? That was fantastic.
I love Hispanics.
I don't think this is funny because Donald Trump's campaign began with a big lie about the people who are coming here legally or illegally, accusing them of Mexico of sending their rapists, sending their murderers. Some of them may be nice people, but... And that's just a big demagogic lie that... was like a shot of adrenaline right into the worst of our body politic. It just inflamed.
What do you mean it's a lie? You're claiming illegal aliens don't commit murders and rapes?
That isn't what he was saying.
At no higher rate, at a lesser rate. It's a demagogic lie because you're likelier to be raped in this country per capita by people who are born in this country.
First of all, it's not true. But second of all, even if
you're not entitled.
Still talking here. Even if it were true, these aren't people. We have to have here. We already have our own rapists and murderers. We don't need to be bringing in
more. Wow. So you're saying that they are rapists and murderers?
Right.
So is that what you're saying?
But to point to a small, to a racial minority, a marginalized community, vulnerable people, and accuse them of being the rapists.
He accused Mexico of not sending their best people, and they're not sending their best people.
We need
a demagogic lie. Sending anyone. That's a lie to begin with.
Absolutely not true. That's not true.
Really, the Mexican
government. So Donald Trump wants to build a wall to protect us from the people who aren't raping
us. He just said something that wasn't true. They were handing out first aid kits and maps for how to get to America.
The
Mexican government to the poorest areas in Mexico, and we found them and we had them. Yes, they are not sending their neuroscientists.
We need more.
They're getting rid of their problems by sending them here.
We need more immigrants, not fewer.
That's because you guys want your gardening done.
No, you know what? I cut my own grass.
You can have as many immigrants as you
grass
want, but
that
I want
the last time you pushed the lawnmower.
I want them competing with
legalizing
me and you. Those of us at this table and not competing with our landscapers and maids.
And
who's coming in.
People who are here and are not documented.
And that's why he's going to get a lot of
paid
Hispanic.
The same thing that people
Richard
are documented.
Tate, is marijuana
so you're
a
lying.
Gateway drug? I hope so, because I need some right now.
No, it's not. Let me just tell you, I get about 5 to 10 people a year calling me. To get their kids or their loved ones off marijuana.
Out of how many?
Well, I get 90 a day.
So 5 or 10 a year.
Yeah. I get 90 a day for prescription opiates.
Of course.
Which gives you the balance.
Yes. And this has been a canard for decades.
I will say, and you're probably not going to be happy about this, okay? you know, we keep getting better as a society, and the science shows now that your brain stops developing between the ages of 23 and 25. So if that's true, I'd like to see a 25-year-old age limit.
For pot?
Yeah.
Most doctors do.
I'm not invited back.
Yeah. No, I'm always for the truth first and facts first. I'd never heard that one. I'm glad I started late. I wasn't 25, but I was 19. That's a lot. I mean, that's not 12.
I was 12.
You were 12 when you started.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. I was 36 the first time I smoked pot.
See, you're good.
How did you start at 12?
I took it from my father.
Oh.
Oh, my God. It's like the
you
ad.
You two should...
I learned it.
Yeah.
I took it from my dad.
You should hook up.
Wow. Yeah. He can teach you to cry about it. Anyway.
I've cried about it in therapy.
Nick, will you welcome longtime Republicans like Mary Matlin to your party?
Well, it's not my party. I'm not a member of the Libertarian Party, but the Republican strategist said, no.
You're so libertarian, you wouldn't even join the Libertarian Party.
I would not have
that's amazing. Any
party.
That's really libertarian.
I think it's great. What she said actually
he's in the
was,
fuck y'all party.
But she said that's the party that expresses what I think the government should do,
right.
Which is, you know, a kind of basic social safety net and defense, and that's about it. And I think more Republicans, the ones who say that they're for limited government, they really are full of shit for the most part.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, audience. Thank you, panel. Thank you, crew.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.